You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena Rob, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Squeaky mic.
Just off air, we were talking about bakeries and it's made me feel really hungry now.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, because we were talking about donuts.
Yeah. Good price.
Big cream donut. I could definitely do that right now.
Nice cup of tea. Another cup of coffee here. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Right.
Rob.
Now, I'd like to thank all the listeners because I've got loads of
suggestions. Yeah.
And the one that stood out for me is Hitler's Killer Cows.
It's so funny because that's the one that stood out to me, too.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I thought, oh, this is sort of like a Mel Brooks movie or a headline from The Sun, which was Killer Cows on the Moon. Like next door to Elvis or something, but it's actually
all
true.
A picture of Princess Diana.
Yeah. Right, Hitler's drive to produce the perfect Aryan race was not confined especially to people. It extended to engineering cows.
This is bizarre.
This is really bizarre.
Everything is very strange about this.
The aggressive breed was produced by German zoologist and brothers Heinz and Lutz Heck, who were commissioned to produce a breed of cattle based on the aurochs, which is an extinct ancient wild bull.
The aurochs.
Google it and you have a look at it. They are huge, huge big horns and all that.
It sounds like a Pokemon.
So what they did was the resulting cows bred from genes extracted from domestic descendants of the aurochs had such muscular physique and deadly horns that they were used in propaganda.
Oh, right.
And the Germans used them for propaganda just to further illustrate the Third Reich's strength and purity.
Through these big, scary cows.
And that's why they were so supportive of it, because they wanted to show how fierce and aggro they were.
Right.
But actually, just looking at that, to do that back in the 30s, to actually do that sort of work then is
quite hectic genetic engineering.
Is quite mental, really. But after the Second World War finished, most of them were destroyed and a few survived in European nature parks, right? So that's going on. Right, now, in 2009, Derek Gow, a farmer from Devon in England, imported 13 of these Heck super cows to his farm, but he was forced to destroy 7 of the herd because they tried to kill everybody.
Oh, my God.
They were that aggro. Mm.
They're just, like, very aggressively.
He said they were so hard to handle, he said they just couldn't do it. But he said they made very tasty sausages.
Oh. There's so many very cruel elements to this story.
Yeah. He said it tasted like venison. But he said they're the worst animals he's ever worked with in his life. And he said since they've gone, it's all peaceful now, despite
the
problems.
The bucolic nature
has returned.
He said
it's been a real good thing to do, and the history of them is fascinating. Now, that actually really worried me.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right with me.
So that's a really, really good story. I thought it'd last longer than that.
I've Googled a picture of an auroch here. You're right. They look very freaky. They've got huge, big horns, and they look really angry.
They look very, very angry.
I don't know how a cow can look angry. It's a very angry-looking cow.
Africa, Europe, and all that.
But also, does this final sort of statement, it's like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like, does this mean he's going to look into creating more?
Yeah, well, I think so. I should have checked it out more, shouldn't I, actually?
Well, I feel like he'd probably keep that to himself if they got taken off him.
So he had 13 and he had to kill 7 of them. So that means there's still a few of them.
He's got six left, but they're all sweet. They're all good.
They're chilling.
Are they, though?
Yeah, they're just waiting.
I'm very suspicious of these big, scary cows.
But I'll just say one thing. I've got another one, which was the Red Sock Project someone sent in, and I found about 6 different things on the Red Sock Project. It went from like spaceships, like spacecraft, to people selling red socks for charity. So,
do you know did you have any idea which one?
Well, I would imagine it would have been the space one.
What was the space one? Well, you don't know.
I looked at it a little bit, but Hitler's Killer Cow. So
it
did take over.
Well, I can recommend having a Google of an aurochs. It's not spelt how I thought it was spelt either.
I pronounced it wrong.
No, you spelled it pronounced it perfectly. It's A-U-R-O-C-H-S. Yeah. But I spelled it O-R-O-X, but the Google knew what I was talking about.
Yeah,
so it's all good.
Yeah, they come up pretty much straight away.
My mum was taking our dog for a walk the other day down the South Island, and a huge bull ran at her, and our dog, who's like totally useless, massive dog, but totally useless, reject farm dog, did one huge bark. This is the only like brave thing he's ever done, and the bull just stopped.
Oh, really?
In its tracks. So very proud of my dog at the moment, I have to say.
Oh, what kind of dog is it?
He's just a big old mutt, but I think a Bearded Collie cross. He's gorgeous, though. Good old Rufus.
Good name for a dog.
Very
so
good
that
name
was a
dog.
Close call, really, for your mum.
It was, but he's like, you have no idea what a sook this dog is. He's completely useless. So I'm very impressed. He's never done anything.
So what's the thing? If you do you run or do you just stand there?
I don't know. You need
don't
a big dog.
Don't show fear.
Don't show fear.
Very difficult.
I think yeah. I would not
don't
be able
show
to
your
do
teeth.
Oh, well, I've got no worries there, have I? Little private in joke. Yeah, but there you go.
You've got beautiful teeth, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for bringing up killer cows
today.
Should
we answer this caller? Are we taking calls?
Are we taking calls today?
We can take a call.
Morena, how are you?
Oh, g'day. What would you like to know about the aurochs? I mean, the Nazis invented methadone. It was a superpower drug. So they thought they could superpower their soldiers by giving them methadone and also giving them superpowered meat.
So you're saying that the cows were bred to feed?
Yeah, specifically bred. Originally what happened was they, because they're all hunters and stuff like that, if you go through and research it a bit further...
Was it your idea?
What's that?
Was it your idea?
No, it wasn't mine. Oh,
okay.
Rob's trying to work out who texted him the suggestion, that's all.
No, so they basically wanted to have a super park where they could go in there and like have all these supersonic sort of sized animals.
Wow.
Where they could go in there and just go hunting and stuff like that and have them as trophies from the war and the, you know, up at the Hitler's castle and all that sort of crap. And basically, that was one of the beasts they came up with, was this oversized bull.
Giant with bull thing.
Giant, yeah. With everything they were trying to do was like, they were trying to feed a nation that, you know, was coming out of, the 30s of poverty and stuff like that, and all of a sudden they were just trying to supersize everything and just make themselves...
Wait, can we just take a few steps backwards? So they were feeding these cows to the soldiers to try and give them superpowers? That seems.
They had lots of weird ideas.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me.
It's a real good idea. Like, so Pervitin, which is actually meth or crack as we know it today, nowadays.
We're straying into some strange territory here, I think, the breakfast show this morning. Thank you very much for calling up, though.
Yeah, thank you.
If you've got any suggestions that you want Rob to chat about, any strange things you'd like him to research for you, your personal PA, text us in 5395 and Rob will have a hunt.
Yes, I will.
Pick his favourite one and go have a deep dive on the internet as well. Bloody strange, crazy cow story this morning. Thank you very much for that one, Rob.
Thank you. Thanks to the listener.
the listeners. We're going to play some sugar cubes now, though. I love the sugar cubes.
There's not any sugar in your coffee, actually, on that note.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
That's all right. Sweet enough, anyway. This is Regina.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.